You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about your weekend.
Yeah, the Tay-Tay birthday extravaganza weekend has finally come to a conclusion. Thank goodness, God, I've heard so much Taylor Swift music.
Did you find your Taylor shirts that you wanted?
I did, and it's funny. I should wish my daughter happy birthday. Today is her actual birthday. She's 9 years old today, sweet little Lila. And yeah, it started on Friday right after the show when I had to zip over to the retail resort next door, Park Meadows, and look for a birthday T-shirt for her because she wanted a Taylor Swift T-shirt to wear to her Taylor Swift party.
You were heading into Hot Topic.
I wandered that entire mall, could not find one single Tay-Tay shirt until I stumbled on the kiosk in the middle of the mall that does custom shirts. And I wandered up to the stoner working that, and I was like, can you do Taylor Swift? Are you allowed to? He's like, oh, yeah, bro. And so he quickly came up with one on the screen there that he could transfer over to a T-shirt. And $40 later, sweet Lila had a T-shirt.
Okay.
Well, soon as I rang the credit card, because Nick Nack gets alerted on one of our credit cards every time there's a purchase, and she texted back, she's like, you did not just spend $40 on a T-shirt. And I was like, well, you're only 9 once.
Great.
Yeah, but
what
she
did it
cute.
Say? Did
it was just a big picture of Taylor Swift with some like butterflies in the background, and it had Taylor Swift's signature across the top. I mean, it looked really nice, and you know, no other kid's going to have this specific shirt, so. Whatever, she looked good. But
that's cute.
Yeah, everybody, we had 20 people over on Saturday for the big party. I made spaghetti for everybody, way too much spaghetti. So we're going to have that for the next few days. I will tell you, Dom, it was an 8-hour birthday party. People showed up at 11, and I think the final folks left at 7:30 in the evening. So it went. It went a while.
My brain around that.
I know, it went a while, but it was really good to see everybody. We had some people in from Montrose, actually, that we haven't seen in a long time. But yeah, Taylor Swift just puked in the house. I mean, we had the Eras Tour going on the TV for the entire time. There was Tay-Tay decorations and friendship bracelets and everybody, you know, dressed like they were kind of going to a concert when they showed up. I posted a few pictures on our Facebook page if you want to see the cake. The cake turned out really, really good. We got it at Safeway. And the little young lady that was going to do the cake, she had to have been 18, 19, 20, like stupid excited to do a Taylor Swift cake. You can tell she's
good.
Just a diehard fan. And it was supposed to be, what do they call it, like a half sheet cake, so kind of smaller. Mm-hmm. We went to pick it up, and she was so excited about doing it, she did a full sheet cake, which is for like 50 people, just so she had more room to decorate it and put pictures. And she did friendship bracelets on the cake in Kansas City Chiefs colors. And there was glitter everywhere. And she's like, you know what? I'm still charging you for the half. I was just so excited to do this that I just had to do it on a bigger cake. So I posted a picture of it on our Facebook.
Fun.
It was a good time. It was a really good time. And to get through those 8 hours, we did drink a little bit. So there was some alcohol.
I'm telling you, I cannot wrap my brain around 8 hours for a kid's party. That's just,
well, I mean, it doesn't turn into the kid's party. It's just pretty much just a hangout then for everybody. Just
I can't imagine hanging
the
out.
What? Yeah, it was fun.
But I will tell you along those lines, Friday afternoon, about 5:30, Gretchen glanced out our front window and she goes, what's going on in the cul-de-sac? Because I live in our cul-de-sac in our neighborhood is down out of the way. There's three houses at our end of the street that are separated from the whole rest of the community. And so we don't really see people down in our cul-de-sac. And suddenly there are at least 15 people just milling around walking in the cul-de-sac. And then there was a table set up. And Gretchen's like, that looks like a block party going on.
Hmm.
So she quickly checked. She goes, I bet it would be on the community Facebook page. And sure enough, it was there.
Hey.
And we supposedly had a block. She goes, like, I am not going to that. She goes, I've had a long day. She had piano lessons. She was already, you know, into her sweats or whatever. She's like, I'm not going out there. I said, well, I feel it's like right in front of our house. I'll feel like a complete schmo if I don't walk out and at least say hi, even though I don't really know any people at the rest of the neighborhood. I know the people who live on our cul-de-sac. And I went out there, and I got to tell you something. The rest of the people in the neighborhood could not have been more snooty.
Oh,
and it was so difficult trying to have a conversation with any of them. until I finally found the guy who lives right across from me, who's a, he's just like me. He's like a carbon copy of me. And we were both being snarky, and we went off with our beers, just laughing and kind of making fun of everybody else. And that ended up being a lot of fun.
That's good.
And the whole time, I had told Gretchen, I said, I'll probably be 10 minutes. I was 2 hours.
Nice. Good. Which I'm glad you're getting out. I like to see you're getting out.
Well, but mostly it was just hanging with the two people from across the street. Everyone
else,
doesn't
matter. It's great.
I got to say, the rest of my neighborhood, they're pretty much asses.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I think it's because if you're not in their circle, because I didn't know anybody. I walked up and my opening line to this one group was, hi, I don't know any of you.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. And they're like, where do you live? I go, just right there. And they're like, okay. God, I just, I don't know. I live in a snooty neighborhood.
Oh, man.
So this is why I stay kind of, you know, in my little bubble down at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I did go. I figured you'd be proud of
That's
me.
Good.
I did go to a block party for
right
2 hours
on.
And
good,
drank
good.
Beer and laughed. Okay.
Boy.
And then my stepdaughter's birthday was yesterday, and we did not have an 8-hour party. Gretch made some stir fry, which was so good, and went and got an ice cream cake at Cold Stone, and that was it. We probably celebrated for about 18 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was the best. So that's the difference. 8 hours at your house, 18 minutes at our house.
I know.
And
different.
Then everybody got on with their lives. She did say that when she got the ice cream cake at Cold Stone, she asked the young lady there if she could just write a little happy birthday to Zoe on there. And she said that worker was so put out and so like, ugh. And Greg is like, isn't this what you do?
This is what those cakes are there for.
This is what you're supposed to, this is like part of the process, right? This is why they pay you to do this kind of
stuff.
It's
like that worker should have hung out at your block party.
Exactly. That's right. So, but I guess it was damn good ice cream.
Good. Right on. Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, that's the highlight from Georgia this weekend.